And we're back and ready for our, well, getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups here. We already did that for you. And we'll welcome you along on the Ecom Sports Network for tonight's ball game. Again, the Willow Springs Bears and the Alton Comets. And again, let's check that starting lineup. For the Willow Springs Bears, it'll be Owen Dudridge and Gannon McGinnis, along with Scotty Osborne, Gabe Colvin, and Scooter Osborne. For the Alton Comets, Chandler Cisco, Brandon DeWolf, Christian Orr, Jacob Smith, and Ryland Steele. Now, next week, we'll be getting ready for the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Of course, after tonight, no more basketball here on the Ecom Sports Network until next week. But we will kick off the after-Christmas break on Monday with two games. We'll have the Thayer Bobcats and the Alton Comets when they play on Monday. And they'll be Thayer Bobcats will play at 9 o'clock on Monday morning. They're the number one seed. Alton's the number four seed. And they play either the third or fourth game of the day. And we'll have all those games for you involving the Thayer Bobcats and the Alton Comets on the Kabul Tournament next week here on K-Country 95. All right, Alton, Willow Springs, get ready to tip it off. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. And and back here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, getting ready for the start of our game. All the Comets have already taken the court. They'll wear the blue road uniforms tonight and trimmed in the gold. And for the Willow Springs Bears, they'll wear the home whites trimmed in the maroon. Are you ready? Here we go, folks. This is a matchup of two state-ranked teams. I know it's early in the year, but this is a big game for both of these programs as the season goes forward. And here we go. It'll be Gabe Colvin jumping up with Chandler Cisco. Cisco wins the tip. And the Alton Comets are down in the backcourt. Here comes Riley Steele, comes to a double team, gives over to DeWolf. DeWolf down to the left corner to Cisco. Alton Comets going to come against the Willow Springs zone defense here. Bears open up in the zone tonight. Riley Steele with the ball for Alton. Pulls up his dribble, gives over on the right side to DeWolf. Now to Cisco at the elbow. Bounces it down to Orr. Orr in a cutter in the lane. Riley Steele with the first 2 points in the lane. Good execution on the offense. And the Alton Comets get the first bucket, 30 seconds into the first quarter. Here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Alton with a little bit of full court pressure. The Bears get it across the timeline. Osborne brings it over to Dudridge. Owen Dudridge, number 12. Handles it out between the circles. Now going to overload the right side of the zone of the Alton Comets. Pass goes to the right wing. Got it there for McGinnis. McGinnis to Dudridge to Osborne. Back outside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Willow Springs Bear basketball that will inbound down under their own bucket. Number 5 will trigger it in. That is Gannon McGinnis for Willow Springs. He lobs it in for Osborne. Scotty Osborne kicks it back outside. Long 3-point shot up and no good. Rebound control by Willow Springs. That is Scooter Osborne. Kicks it back outside. Long shot, a 3-pointer. No. Bears with a rebound again. That is Scotty Osborne. He still drives across the lane and shoots a little baby hook shot. Willow Springs doing a nice job. They got that inside position on the offensive rebound, and they wouldn't turn it loose. Alton with the basketball. Ryland Steele on the right side wing. Gets it out to DeWolf. Landon gets it to the top of the key to Chandler Cisco. Cisco moving it to the right side of the floor. 6:28 to go here in the first quarter. Alton got it to DeWolf. Now left side Steele. Face left. Moves right. Bounce pass in the lane. It's stolen by the Willow Bears. And here they come. Owen Dudridge, long pass up the floor, got it down to Colvin. Colvin back outside to Dudridge, pull-up jumper from 15 off the right side, no good. And a rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Here they come on the break, Ryland Steele up the right side. Over to DeWolf, weaves his way into the lane, and has the ball stolen away, but a foul is going to be called on Scooter Osborne, number 45. Osborne be called for the foul. Substitution here for the Willow Springs Bears, number 33 checks in. Ryan Kohler, a junior, he'll go in place of Scooter Osborne. Alton on the inbound play under their own bucket. Ryland Steele looking, nobody opens. They have to hurry now, and there's the 5-second shot. Ryland Steele couldn't get it in. good defense and effort there by the Willow Springs Bears, and the Alton Comets didn't get the ball in time. They will turn it over with 6:03 to go here in the first quarter. Our score tied at 2. Willow Springs will trigger it in. Number 5, Gannon McGinnis, takes it off the inbound. It is over to Colvin, back to McGinnis, back to Colvin. They break the press. Colvin all the way down to the baseline. Backs it out. His pass is stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf on the break, around the defender, lays it up over the front of the rim and in. Brandon DeWolf, his first 2 of the night, with Brandon coming off a 24-point night on Saturday in the championship game of the Battle of the Border tournament at Bama Springs. Willow Springs with a basketball down 2, 5.5 to go. There's another steal by DeWolf. DeWolf moving up the floor. He gets cut off by the defense. Now a little baseline drive. Trying to pass it through the lane to steal. He didn't see it coming. And ball goes out of bounds. DeWolf says he was fouled. Officials didn't see it. It doesn't matter. 5:24 to go in the first quarter. Willow Springs has got the ball back. Down by 2. A little bit of full court pressure. 2-2-1 zone. And the Bears push it up across the timeline. They'll get 7.5 court game. Owen Dudridge handles the basketball out front. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Looking down there. No. Passes in the lane. That is McGinnis. He kicks it back out. Gives it out to Kohler. Kohler around the horn. Back over to Dudridge. And now right side. Dudridge in the corner. Shoots a 3. And it's good. Owen Dudridge hits a 3 off the right corner. And 3-pointer is good. It's 5-4. Alton down by 1. Willow Springs hitting the 3-pointer here. Here's Alton, got the ball down to DeWolf. DeWolf trying to get it down inside. Ball is deflected. A save from out of bounds for right to Willow Springs all the way to the bucket. And another foul for number 43, Gabe Colvin. Colvin on the break. Count the basket. And he'll go to the line and shoot free throw. Gabe Colvin. Foul is on number 35, Ryland Steele for the Alton Comets. And number 43 going to the line, that is Gabe Colvin. He was the beneficiary of a nice play by the Bears to save that ball from out of bounds down on the other end. Free throw is no good. Rebounded by Christian Ord. Here come the Alton Comets. Down by 3 with 4:29 to go in the first quarter. San Francisco got across the timeline. Feeds over to Ryland Steele. Back over to DeWolf. And now Chandler Cisco, Alton having to play way out on the floor. Not able to get any penetration against this zone. Now they push it inside the zone. And right back outside to Jacob Smith. Back down to Steele in the corner. Down to post up Orr, and he can't get him open. Now they hand it to him on the baseline. Looking at a cutter, kicks it out to Cisco. Cisco, free throw line, pull up, jumper's good. Chandler Cisco finally got a look at the bucket. He did not disappoint. Alton back to within 1, 7-6 our score, 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Willow Springs inbounds the ball. Get up across the timeline. Looking to get rid of it is Osborne. And here's a steal by the Comets. Chandler Cisco will drive for the bucket. Misses it. Gets it back and puts it up and in. Chandler Cisco. And we get a timeout call by Coach Mike Wilson and the Willow Springs Bears. 8-7. Alton up 1. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
And I'm at Monty's Outdoors today, as a matter of fact. All right, 8-7, Alton has come from behind. They've got the one-point lead now. Still a little bit of full-court pressure by the Comets after the timeout. High coach Mike Wilson is Willow Bear. And here's almost another steal by the Comets, picked up by Willow. They get the ball down in the lane. Scotty Osborne, little pump fake. Goes up and in. Scotty Osborne with his second bucket of the night. And Willow back on top by 1 at 9-8 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Just underway here at Mumford Gym. Alton working around the perimeter of the Willow Springs defense. Ryland Steele, oh, lost the handle on the ball. Picked up by McGinnis for Willow. Drives down the floor, throws up a shot, and it's in. Wow. McGinnis with 2, and Willow with their biggest lead of the night at 11-8. 3 minutes to go. Alton On the break, got it out to DeWolf. He's going to fire a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. A rebound controlled by Willow Springs, and the Bears dominating the boards here. Here's a long pass up the floor. Almost intercepted. Now we're going to get a mad scramble after the loose ball. And what are we going to get? We're going to get a push called, I believe, on Willow Springs. Yes, it will be. Number 43 going to be called for the push going after the loose ball. That is Gabe Colvin. And that'll be foul number one on him. Second team foul on the Willow Springs Bears. So all down three here with the basketball. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Comet back to the top of the key to Wolf. Lobs the pass down to the corner to Sisko. Back out to the Wolf. Open at the top. Moves to the left elbow on the dribble. Feeds it down to Steele in the corner. Back around the horn for Sisko. Now right side for Jacob Smith. He lobs one down to Christian Orr. Shoots and scores. If they can get it to him down there, he can score. A definitive size advantage down in the low blocks for the Alton Comets, but they're having trouble getting the ball to it. Willow Springs now with the basketball and a one-point lead, 2:11 to go. In the first quarter, Willow Springs leads it 11-10. They've got it, Dutridge. Feeds over to McGinnis. Now down the right corner for Scotty Osborne, and back around the horn it goes. Dutridge with it now at the three-point line. Dumps it off at the free-throw line and gives over to Colvin. Colvin had a little trouble with a handle in the open floor. Gives it back out for McGinnis. McGinnis sets to Dutridge and back to McGinnis. Now back to Dutridge in the corner. Moves off a screen. Little hook pass. Underhanded pass. Going down low to Osborne. He finally hits the shot on the third attempt and will go to wide and shoot for the three-point play. Gally Osborne. Now with 6 points early, foul on the Alton Comets will be on number one. That is Christian Orr. And again, the Bears have done a nice job rebounding the ball on the offensive end tonight, and they're just getting the inside position and just not giving it up. Osborne, they're going to two offensive rebounds on that play, as a matter of fact, before he puts the ball in the hole. And he hits the shot to give him seven. And it's a four-point Willow Springs lead here. With a minute 32 to go in the first quarter. Number 11, Taylor Rothermich, just checked into the ballgame for Willow Springs. Alton, no subs so far. Ryland Steele with it. Out front to Jacob Smith. He curls around the lane, going all the way. The bucket misses the layup. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up in the air. Jacob Smith, and now all five Comet starters have scored here in the first quarter. Alton down two with a minute to go in the period. McGinnis and Osborne. Or Dutridge, I'm sorry, in the backcourt, working the ball up across the timeline. And it is Dutridge going all the way down inside. Shot is blocked. Rebound, Willow. Another shot. That was no good. Rebound, Ryland Steele. Gets the ball out to DeWolf. DeWolf on the alley. And he stuffed it home. The alley-oop on the break. And with 37 seconds to go, we're tied at 14 here in the first half, and we're going to get a whistle. And we got a foul down on the other end. Oh, my. Chandler Sisko with the dunk on the alley-oop from Brandon Wolf, and he couldn't have gotten it up there any better. And the foul is going to be here on number four. That is Chandler Sisko will be his first. And it'll send number 41, Scotty Osborne, to the free throw line. Osborne has scored 7 of the points tonight for Willow Springs, and the free throw here rolls off the rim, no good. So tied at 14, 34 seconds to play in our first quarter. Scotty Osborne with another one. It is up, and it is good. Makes it a one-point Willow Springs Bear lead. Bears making a substitution. Number 23 checking in, Ryan Friga. Number 33, Ryan Kohler checks out. So Alton here with a chance to either go into the second quarter down one or up one. Could be up two if somebody gets one from downtown. They're going to hold for the final shot here. And then DeWolf at it near midcourt. Trying to work away from the defense. Now down the middle of the lane. Got it down to four. His pass is intercepted by Dudridge. Dudridge driving the floor. Had the ball poked the leg and got it back. Oh, might should have been a travel there. No call. Fake baseline jumper for Willow Upton. No good. And a foul going to be called or going to be called on the Alton Comets on the rebound, I believe. Foul is going to be on number 35, Ryland Steele. And that'll be foul number two on Ryland Steele tonight. Non-shooting foul came on the rebound. And Willow will inbound it. Got to McGinnis at the elbow on the right side. Pass to the wing goes to Dutridge. Dutridge Works it down in the right corner. 3 seconds to go. Elevates for a jumper. That's off the rim. No good. Christian Orr down the rebound. And that'll do it for our first quarter. Our score, 15-14. Alton Comets down one at Willow Springs. We'll be back to Mumford Gym with quarter number two in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back in Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, Missouri, the legendary Mumford Gym. And the Alton Comets, Willow Springs Bears, good first quarter. Alton actually trails by one as we head to the second quarter here. And it'll be Willow Springs Bear basketball. They will inbound it to Owen Duckridge into the backcourt. Alton Comets now look like they're going to play still in the zone. Yeah, still playing the zone. They're matching up out of it pretty close. Here to give the Colvin for Willow Springs. His shot is blocked by Orr. And the loose ball picked up by the Willow Springs Bears. That is Osborne. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound. Christian Orr got it out to Sisko. Collins with a chance to retake the lead here with the bucket. Candler Sisko up the right side. Kicks it around the horn. Got over to DeWolf. DeWolf back to Sisko. About 30 feet from the bucket. Now back to DeWolf. They just changed places out there on top, trying to get something to go against this tough Willow Springs zone defense. Willow Springs big and long and hard to get that ball in the middle. Sisko comes out, receives a pass from Ryland Steele, takes it to the top, feeds it back over to DeWolf. Now to Smith in the baseline of the lane. This turnaround jumper is up and good. Jacob Smith got open in the middle of the zone. DeWolf hit him right on the number. And he hits the jumper, 16-15. Alton back up one. Willow Springs with the ball. Owen Dudridge brings it up out of the backcourt. Feeds it up to Colvin. Colvin across the timeline gives the scooter Osborne. And now back outside for McGinnis. McGinnis working to the left side of the floor for Willow Springs. Passes out to Dudridge. Owen Dudridge, he'll give it a right corner to scooter Osborne. Look at the cutter. Colvin through the lane for a layup. Colvin with his second bucket of the night. And Willow Springs back up one, 17-16 with 6.5 minutes to go in our first half. Alton in a half-court game here. Got on the right side, now back out on top to Jacob Smith. He'll swing it down the corner to Ryland Steele. Steele looking in the lane, nobody open. Keeps it back out top and around the horn. Controlled by Brandon DeWolf. Back out to Jacob Smith. Willow back in a, really it's kind of a 3-2 zone. And they're really giving the Comets a lot of trouble. Comets like to get the ball down in the paint. They push one down now to Orr tried to kick it back outside. Got it outside. Now Ryland Steele with a baseline drive. It's up and good. I lost my train of thought there, but Orr had it. Kicked it back outside. Then they hit Ryland Steele on the baseline drive. And it's a Comet lead, 18-17. Willow Springs Bears with a basketball in the half-court set. Owen Dudridge with it. To the top of the key, swings it down the right corner to Scooter Osborne. He hits the three. Scooter Osborne with a three-pointer. That's the second made three-pointer in the first half for the Willow Bears. And it's a two-point lead for Willow Springs. Alton Comet with the ball here trying to answer. 5 minutes and change to go in our second quarter, folks. This one's going to be this way all night. A good old-fashioned barn burner brewing here. Here Chandler Sisko pulls up from three. It's no good. The long rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Willow Springs Bears. It'll be controlled by the Alton Comets here. They'll have a half-court set with 5:10 to go in the first half. Jacob Smith to trigger it to the right side of the glass. Alton working the inbound play. Can't get anybody open. Got to hurry, and they finally drop a pass off to Christian Orr. Orr gives it to Jacob Smith in the corner. Smith. Back out to the wing, now top of the key on the dribble, feeds it over to Steele, to DeWolf, cutting down the left side of the lane, back out to Smith. Jacob driving the baseline, way back out front, and he Only penalty call for dribbling on the baseline. Jacob Smith got on the baseline. Thomas turned it over here. Down by two with 4:57 to go in the first half. Big crowd here, Mumford. You're in the area. Come on out and enjoy this one. Little Springs with a basketball. Up by two. Left side with it is Colvin. And it's Gabe Colvin. He kicks it down in the left corner to Dedrick. Dedrick's pull-up jumper, 12 feet. It's good. Nice running jumper by Owen Dedrick. His second bucket of the night. And now what do we got? We're going to count the basket. And then we're going to get a foul after the bucket on Scooter Osborne. So the basket is good for Owen Dedrick. And then a foul on Scooter Osborne after the basket. Second foul on Osborne tonight, and only the 13th foul on Little Springs in this first half. They still got 4:24 to go. Alton down four, they've got the basketball. Outside, that puts it to the right side wing for Chandler Cisco. Chandler lobs it down the corner to Ryland Steele. He fires a three, and it's good! Ryland Steele getting in the three-ball action. He's got 7 points on the line to lead the Alton Comets here early. And Alton back up, actually back down by one now, 22-21. Little Springs with the ball. Right corner is Kohler. Kohler back out front. They get out to Osborne. It's passed in the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. I had to save it from out of bounds. We broadcast right on the court here at the Mumford Gym. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Willow Bear basketball. There's inbounded out front for Osborne. That is Scotty Osborne. Gives it right back to his guard. Right back to Osborne. He turns, faces the bucket, kicks it down the left corner. Three-point shot is on the way, no good. And a rebound taken by Willow Springs. McGinnis had to come right back to him. Gives it outside for Dedrick. And he nails the three from off wing. Owen Dedrick with a three-pointer. That is three made threes for the Willow Springs Bears tonight. And they lead it now 24-21. Off with the basketball. Here's DeWolf. Outside Cisco. Pull-up jumper, top of the key, and he drained it. Chandler Cisco. Now with 9 points in the game. That is the second made three-pointer for the Alton Comets. And we're tied at 24 as we get down to 3 minutes to play in the first half here at Mumford Gym. Little Springs with the ball. That is Scotty Osborne driving inside. Misses the shot. Rebound and put back up and in by Owen Dudridge. Dudridge now with 10 in the first half for the Willow Springs Bears. That one came on a one-handed tip-in off the missed shot by Osborne. Alton back with the basketball, down by two. Left side, Brandon DeWolf gives the ball to Chandler Cisco. Cisco, a little shake and bake, moves to the left elbow, pulls up with a fadeaway jumper. It rattles off the rim, no good. The rebound taken by Kohler for Willow Springs, and here come the Bears. They pushed it up, got it down in the corner for Gabe Colvin. Colvin holds it high. Come at it with a double team. He'll kick it back outside to McGinnis. McGinnis lobs it over to Osborne. At the top of the key. Back to McGinnis. Now Dudridge. Dudridge back to Osborne at the elbow. Warren dribble. Kicks it out in the corner to Dudridge. Driving the baseline. Back to Osborne. Cutting down the left side. He dribbled it out of bounds. Number 41, Scotty Osborne. Good player. Strong player. And he dribbled it on the baseline there. Alton down two here with 2 minutes to go in the first half. 26-24 our score. Comets will walk it up and get into the half-court set here. Ryland Steele will hand it to Chandler Cisco. Cisco worked it top of the key for Jacob Smith. Now off to Christian Orr to DeWolf. Barton's going the lane. Didn't have an opening. Now gets to Ryland Steele. He does have an opening in the lane. Can't hit it. Rebound taken by Jacob Smith. He couldn't follow it in. And Ryland Smith is down after he shot that free throw, or after he shot that layup. Ryland Smith came down funny. Looks to have maybe twisted an ankle. Landon Huckabee is going to check into the ballgame for the Alton Comets here. I'm sure Ryland will walk that off and be all right. Yeah, it came down kind of funny, it looked like, on that ankle. And he's going to try and walk it off. Landon Huckabee in the game for Alton. Alton down two, minutes 35 to go in the game. We're in the first half, and it'll be Willow Spring Bear basketball here. Alton with DeWolf, Cisco, Smith, Orr, and Huckabee on the floor. Willow Springs right now with Colvin, along with Kohler, Osborne, McGinnis, and Dudridge. Dudridge, bring it up out of the backcourt. They're wiping some perspiration up off the floor, and here we go. Willow with it. They'll get it to Colvin. Colvin at the elbow. Bounces it down to Osborne. Osborne hands it right back to Colvin. Colvin pings it out on top to McGinnis. McGinnis brings it to the right side. Looking for an outlet and got it to Dudridge. Owen Dudridge takes it to the left side of the floor. Down to a minute 11 to go. Dudridge going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. The rebound taken by Jacob Smith. And here come the Alton Comets. Chance to tie it here before we take the break. Remember, Alton was down by 1 point at the end of the first quarter. They're down by two here with the basketball. Here's the cutter in the lane. Jacob Smith trying to go for the shot. He got blocked. Can't believe there wasn't a hell ball call there. Anyway, Willow Springs going the other way. They'll get it down to Kohler. Kohler shoots and scores. Kohler with the bucket. And now Liberty or Willow up by four, 28-24. Andrew Chandler, Cisco for Alton, going down the right side of the lane, pull up with a jumper. No, they're going to call a push, and it'll be before the shot. And going to be on number five, that is Gannon McGinnis. Call for his first foul of the ball game. Nice shooting foul, neither team over the limit, nobody in the bonus yet. Four team fouls apiece here in the first half. We're down to 32 seconds remaining in this first half. Alton inbound it down under the bucket, down four. Got it into Jacob Smith on the baseline, goes around the defender, gets his man off his feet, shoots, no good, but he's fouled. And he'll go wide and shoot two. Good move by the senior, Jacob Smith. Draw the contact. Couldn't get the shot to go down. Fouls on number 33, Ryan Kohler, will be his first of the evening. And Jacob Smith going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Alton Comets. First one is up, and no good. Bounced it off the back of the rim. Alton led by Chandler Sisco in the first half with 9 points. Ryland Steele's got seven. Jacob Smith looking for number five here. And it is on the way. This one is good. So Jacob hits one of two. And back to a three-point game, 28-25. Alton down three. And Willow Frank going to bring it up, and they're going to hold for the final shot. They get it over to Dudridge. Dudridge holds it out near midcourt. Thomas jump out on him with 14 seconds to go. Now they'll get it going. Still in the hands of Dudridge. Gives over to McGinnis. McGinnis moving off the screen. A little give and go. Got it to Osborne. And scores. Got it, Osborne. 10 points down the first half. And Willow steals the inbound. Shots the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 30-25. Alton Comets down five as we head to the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities from Mumford Gym in Willow Springs in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk Optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis. One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Back here, Mumford, Jim, and Willow Springs, where the Willow Springs Bears lead our Alton Comets 30-25. Our score: Alton was within one at the end of one quarter play. They trailed 15-14. They got outscored 15-11. And really, we had a 3-point game right up until the last shot, and Willow got a late bucket there. But good ball game. This one is still anybody's game. Alton had a little bit of trouble on the offensive end. I think just the zone pressure. The zone of the Willow Springs Bears, because they are so big and because they are long at the guards, really bothering the Alton Comets and their ability to get the ball into the paint. And Willow also did a great job rebounding the basketball on the offensive end. And Alton's going to have to put a body on somebody and stop some of those offensive rebounds if they want to get back in this ball game in the second half. So first half, Willow Springs Bears. They lead it 30-15. They score 15 points in each quarter. Alton with 25 in the first half. They had 14 in the first quarter, 11 in the second. We're at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, and we'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your individual stats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Laura McIntyre, Real Estate and Consumer Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
I want to say thanks to your Alton Comets supporters helping to bring you the game tonight from Willow Springs. I want to say thanks to the West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent at Alton, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Alton Auto Parts, the Fuel Express, and the Alton Quick Connection, the Alton Bank, Paintmasters Collision Repair, and Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Martin, your agent in Alton. We're at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Our halftime score is 30-25. Alton Comets trail the Willow Springs Bears. Let's look at our individual scoring for the Alton Comets. They're led tonight by Chandler Sisco. Chandler with 9 points in the first half. He hit a three-pointer and, of course, had that jam on the alley-oop early on. Also, 7 points tonight for Ryland Steele. He's hit a three. Jacob Smith with 5. Christian Orr with 2. And Brandon DeWolf, only 2 points in the first half of this game. Remember, he's coming off a 24-point game on Saturday night against Highland, Arkansas, in the finals of the Battle of the Border Tournament. So the Willow Springs Bears are led by Owen Dudridge. As a matter of fact, Dudridge and Scotty Osborne have each got 10. 4 points for Gabe Colvin, a 3 for Scooter Osborne, 2 for Ryan Kohler, and 2 for Gannon McGinnis. Again, 30-25, our score here at the half. Alton Comets making their way back out of the locker room. And the Willow Springs Bears, they'll be making their way up momentarily. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your halftime activities in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. for starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Well, we're back at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, getting ready to get our second half started here. Alton down by 5 at the intermission. And we'll see what Coach Kelly and staff worked up to try and get the Comets back in this ballgame. As I said early in the break, Comets fans do a better job of rebounding the basketball. I think it's really been a big deal tonight, especially because they've allowed the Willow Springs Bears to get a number of offensive rebounds. And it, you know, in close ballgames, allowing an offensive rebound and a putback can just be, what can be the difference between winning and losing the game? And right now it's the difference between the Alton Comets having the lead or being behind at the half. And they're behind by 5 here at the intermission. We're going to take one more timeout. We'll be back with your third quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And here we go, ready for our second half. Alton Comets going back to the starters here. It'll be Chandler Sisco, Brandon DeWolf, Christian Orr, and Jacob Smith, along with Ryland Steele. And for the Willow Springs Bears, they're going with their starters as well. Owen Dudridge, Gannon McGinnis, Scotty Osborne, Gabe Colvin, and Scooter Osborne. Alton Comets with the basketball and opened up the second half. And here we go, folks. Get ready. This one will be a dandy. Although the crowd hadn't been to as in, into this game as I thought they might be tonight. Alton down by 5 with basketball, working on the perimeter. Got it down to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf will swing it around the horn to Ryland Steele. Steele brings it to the right side to Chandler Sisco. Back over to Brandon DeWolf. Alton, this illusional motion here against this Willow Springs Bears defense, which has been really good tonight. Here's DeWolf, top of the key with a 3. That one rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Alton Comets have got it. And it is Christian Orr. His pass across the lane is going to be stolen. And now a foul going to be called on Ryland Steele. That'll be number 3 on Ryland. So Ryland Steele, a little bit of foul trouble there. So a frustration foul. Christian Orr actually threw that pass and was intercepted in the lane after a nice job by the Alton Comets to almost get that ball back. Willow Springs with it now, first possession of the second half. Alton had it 45 seconds and didn't score. Here to open a third period, and here's Willow Springs with it. Got down the left corner, that is McGinnis. McGinnis outside to Dudridge. Dudridge down the middle lane, dumps it inside to Scooter Osborne. Misses the shot. Rebound controlled by Willow Springs. Bears have got it back down to the corner. Dudridge to 3, and it's good. Owen Dudridge gets a 3 out of the corner. He's got 13 on the line. The official having to fix the nets down there. And the Alton Comets now down by 8, 33-25. With 6:51 to go in the third quarter. And Willow hits a 3 coming out of the locker room. here to start the second half. Alton with the ball. Biggest deficit of the night. They swing it right side to Ryland Steele. Steele bounces it down to Smith. Jacob, lob pass way out front to DeWolf. DeWolf looking to shake and bake. Couldn't get inside the zone. Kick it back outside. Chandler Sitko, he'll fire the three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound run down by Jacob Smith. Passes out front to Steele. Ryland bounces it down to Smith on the right side. Smith to the elbow. Looking inside. Nobody open. Gives it to DeWolf. Little penetration move and then back outside to Steele. Alton working hard. Got it over to Sitko. Fakes the three. Driving the baseline. Elevates for the jumper. In and out. No good. But he tips it back up and in. Chandler Sitko. Now with the 11 points in the ballgame. And Alton back to within five, or actually back to within six here, 33-27. Willow Springs Bears with the basketball. Dudridge got it inside the free throw circle. Gives it back outside on the wing for McGinnis. Back over to Dudridge. He'll let one fly. And it's good. Owen Dudridge is feeling it tonight. He's got 16, and the Alton Celtics want a timeout, 36-27. Alton down by nine with 5:40 to go. In the third quarter, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Jeffrey Roberts, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
All right, here we go. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. The Alton Comets are down by 9. 36-27 our score. Alton Comets with the basketball here needing the bucket. 5:37 to go in the third period. Christian Orr, by the way, getting a little rest on the sideline. Corey Miller has checked in for Alton. Comets with it. Chandler Sitko, Brandon DeWolf going down the left side of the lane. Couldn't get open for a shot. Feeds over to Ryland Steele. He'll pump a three ball up. It's no good. Rebound taken by Willow Springs. Here come the Bears. Scotty Osborne. Grabs it up to Owen Dudridge. Feeds it top the key. Now swings it left side for Colvin. Colvin back out and gets it right back on the wing. And bounces the baseline. This one's down. They're going to go to Scooter Osborne. And the ball is intercepted by Alt. Chandler Sitko moving into lane. Pull-up jumper is good for the big senior. Chandler Sitko now with 13 on the line. He's got the game high for Alt. And the senior not disappointing here this evening. Willow Springs Ferris with a basketball in the 7-point lead. And bring it across court. Ooh, almost a steal by DeWolf for Alt. Gives it back to Willow Springs. Willow Springs playing catch out front, I was trying to say. Dedridge and McGinnis with it out there. 4.5 minutes to go now. The swing ball down to the right corner, back out to the wing. That is McGinnis. McGinnis swings it over to Colvin. Colvin out on the wing, goes to Osborne at the free throw line. Osborne now turns, going down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Corey Miller for the Alton Cup. And Alton down by 7 with a basketball. Chance to make it a 5-point game. Here's DeWolf, gets tied up on the baseline. Kicks it out to Sitko, fakes the three, moves from the elbow, stop and pop, it's good. Chandler Sitko trying to shoot his team back in this thing. He's got 15, and Alton back to within 5, 36-31. 3:53 to go in the third quarter. Willow Springs working around the perimeter of the Alton zone. That is Colvin. Leads it on the left side. McGinnis back out to Dudridge. Dudridge has been red hot. He's hit 4 threes in the game tonight for the Willow Bears. All of them from the wing. He's got it now, top of the key. Leads it over to Gabe Colvin. Colvin down in the corner to Scooter Osborne. And now cross court to McGinnis. McGinnis on the left side wing. A lot of time running off the clock here. Down to 3:22 to go in the third. Willow Springs pushing the ball down inside to Colvin again. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul as he made the catch down on the baseline. We believe it'll be on what will be on Alt. Foul on number 30. That is Corey Miller. That'll be his first. And shooting two, number 45, Scooter Osborne for the Willow Springs Bears. He had a three-pointer early in the game, the only points he scored. Free throw here is up and good. Hey, foul on Corey Miller, his first, and the second team foul against the Alton Comets here in the second half. Now the free throw for Osborne is up. That one's good. 4 points for Scooter. And the Alton Comets are down by six again with the basketball. 3:13 to play in the third quarter. Folks, I'm telling you, you don't want to leave this one. It's going to be a good old-fashioned barn burner here at Mumford Gym. How many times have we had barn burners at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs? It's been a bunch. Here's Jacob Smith with the ball for Alton. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound. Oh, controlled by the Comets, but it's stolen by McGinnis. McGinnis for Willow Springs brings up the floor. He's on the right side to Colvin. Kind of spin away from the defense. Gives it to Osborne. Osborne left side to Dudridge. Back out on top to McGinnis. Fake the three. Moves inside the paint. Pull up jumper. Good. Gannon McGinnis. 4 points for McGinnis tonight. And the Willow Springs Bears back up by eight. Alton into the motion offense. Got it left side to Chandler Sisco. Driving the baseline. Willow Springs cuts it off. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. This one's going to be on Scooter McGinnis, I do believe, number 45. Number 45 called for the foul to push. That'll be number three on Scooter McGinnis, or it should be Scooter Osborne. And he will check out of the game. Number 33, Ryan Kohler, will check back in for the Willow Springs Bears. Non-shooting foul. Alton running the inbound play here. Got it in the corner to Jacob Smith. Jacob looking to go to the bucket. Puts it up. No good. No foul call. And the Willow Springs Bears got the rebound. Here comes Dudridge. He's going all the way to the rack and score. Owen Dudridge around the defender all the way down the middle of the lane for the layup. And Willow Springs out to a 10-point lead with 2:02 to go in the third quarter. Alton with it back on the offensive end. Jacob Smith pull up, jumper on the baseline. Good, and he's fouled. Here's goal line and shoot for the 3-point play. First 2 points of the night for Jacob Smith. He'll go wide and shoot for the 3-point play. Foul was on number. Who is it going to be on? Was on number 43. That is Gabe Colvin. That'll be his second of the night. Kohler out of the game. Number 23 checks in. That is Ryan Friga for the Willow Springs Bears. Jacob Smith applies, shoots the free throw, and it's good. 8 points now for Jacob Smith on the night. Alton back to within 41-34, so down by seven here with a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Big three-point play there by Jacob Smith. Willow Springs with it, moving to the free throw line. McGinnis, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound is controlled by the Comets. Here they go on the break. They lob it up for Sisco. He misses the dunk, and we're going to get a foul on Willow Springs. Boy, that's a dangerous play. DeWolf got it up there. He tried to get it down. It bounced off the rim, and one of the Willow Springs players undercut him. He went down hard. He's okay. And the foul will be on number 43. That is Colvin. Colvin going to be called for the foul. And Sisco will go to the line and shoot two. Chandler Sisco already with 15 points on the night. And the first free throw is up and good. Sisco now with 16. Boy, if DeWolf and Sisco get out on the break, somebody is gonna get an opportunity for a dunk. Oh, now we got a violation, a lane violation. Alton steps in the lane too early. Oh, somebody for Alton stepped in the lane early. Sisco hit the free throw, but it won't count. And it's back to a six-point game here, 41-35, minute 31 to go in the third quarter. Hope it's going to be a good one down to the wire here. Willow's got it to, there's a foul. Yep, that's going to be on DeWolf. DeWolf's going to be called for a foul. He tried to step out for a steal and ran right into Saudi Osborne. Foul on DeWolf will be his first of the night. Just the third team foul on the Alton Comets here in the second half. Willow Springs has got number 11 into the ballgame, by the way. That is Taylor Rothermich. He gets the ball down to Scotty Osborne. Osborne backing down to the defender in the lane. Kicks it back outside for McGinnis. McGinnis back over to Dudridge. Dudridge leads all scorers with 18 tonight for the Willow Bears. We're down to a minute 7 to go in the third. Here's Osborne in the free throw circle. Takes it back outside for McGinnis. Alton back in that zone. Little just working around the perimeter. My boy Bears have also got Kohler, Ryan Kohler in the ballgame. Here to get the Scotty Osborne. He drives down the lane and scores. Nobody came up to help, and Scotty Osborne with his first bucket of the second half. He's got 12 points. It's back to an 8-point Little Springs Bear lead. 8-point lead. They've outscored Alton by 3 here in the third quarter. Here's Alton with the basketball. Sisko is going to fire a 3, and it's good out of the left corner. Chandler Sisko with a 3-pointer out of the corner. And that makes it a 43-38 draw game, 5-point game with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. After all this, both teams have scored the same amount of points in the quarter. Almost down by 5 at the half. It looks like they'll be down by at least 5 at the end of three quarters. Willow holding the ball for the final shot. Got it down in the corner to Rother Mitch for 3. It's good! It hit the front of the rim. Bounced straight up and fell down through. Well, when it's going your way, it's going your way. 46-38. Alton down by... Now down by 8 as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back to Willow Springs in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, the Alton Commons are down 8 as we head to the fourth quarter here. And it'll be Willow Springs Bear basketball to start the quarter. Willow Springs outscored Alton 16-13 in the third quarter after outscoring them 15-11 in the second. So Willow Springs up by 8. Alton hadn't won a quarter yet tonight. Willow Springs off the inbound. Got the ball down to Colvin. Colvin trying to drive the baseline. Alton Commons cut him off. Now he got tied up, but we're going to get a timeout call on the floor by Coach Wilson. 46-38, Alton down by 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Comets on the defensive. They had the Willow Spring Bear player tied up down on the baseline. Rather than get a five-second call, Willow Springs used the timeout. They've got the ball inbounds now. Dudridge, top of the key for 3. That one's off the rim, no good. Ryland Steele is going to come up with the steal and is going to get fouled. That'll be on number 43. That is Gabe Colvin. And that'll be foul number 4 on Colvin. He'll check out. And number 33, Ryan Kohler, we'll check in for the Willow Springs Bears. Well, the Bears with Osborne, Dudridge, McGinnis, and Kohler in the ballgame right now. Alton's got the starters on the floor. Ryland Steele over to Chandler Sisko. Goes down the left side. Holds it up on the wing. Fires a 3-point shot. It is up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound inside taken by Willow Springs. We're going to get a foul. Called on the Alton Comets. Number 1, that is Christian Orr. Orr with 2 fouls now in the ballgame. Willow Springs up by 8. Will inbound the basketball, go the length of the floor. Alton really picking up the pressure defensively in the backcourt. Brandon DeWolf defending against McGinnis. And McGinnis brings it across the timeline. Double team, and Willow Springs will get it down inside. We get a whistle on the shot blocked by Orr. But a foul's going to be called, and this is going to call it on the shot. Christian Orr is going to be called for the foul. He was kind of back there all by himself. He was either fouling or let him shoot the layup, and it'll be Scooter Osborne going to the free throw line for the Little Spring Fair Delta. Nice play by Scotty and Scooter. One of them had it in the lane, went to his teammate going down the baseline. And Scooter Osborne now with 5 points for the Willow Springs Bears. 7 minutes to go in the game. Second one is up and good. Osborne, was 6. And the Alton Comets are down 10. Second time they've been down 10 in the ballgame. Both times here in the second half. And here's a steal. Jacob Smith threw it right to Owen Dudridge. He's going down the other way, and the Comets got back defensively to knock it away. I mean, got back defensively, knocked that ball away. Now the officials are going to get together, see if there's a foul call. And they're going to say the Comets were the last one to touch it before it went out of bounds. They're going to say the Comets were the last ones to touch it. Jacob Smith says, no, I didn't. And it's going to be Willow Spring Fair basketball on their own end with 6:58 to go in the ballgame and a 10-point lead. Bears to bring it in under the bucket with 6:58 to play. They got it into Osborne. That's Scooter Osborne. Brings it outside, looking for an outlet. Hands the ball to McGinnis. McGinnis swings and spins away from the defense. Takes the ball to the right side of the floor. Brings it on the right side now to Kohler. Back out to McGinnis. And now Dudridge on top. Goes to the high post to Scotty Osborne. Fakes right. Right. Looking to go down the middle of the lane. Gets cut off by the defense. Gets the ball back out front. Now over to Scotty Osborne. He goes diagonal across the lane. It's going to get fouled by Christian Orr. Orr will get whistled for what I believe will be his fourth foul. Yep. That'll be number 4 on Christian. Got him with the body. Scotty Osborne likes to go diagonal across the lane, likes to catch it at the elbow. Whichever side he's on, he likes to go diagonal to the other side going through the lane. And he's done that all night, and he's been very successful at it. Scotty Osborne with 12 points in the game and has gotten Christian Orr in foul trouble with 4. They're going to wipe a little perspiration up off the floor. We'll say thanks to our Alton Comet basketball sponsors tonight. They include Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis and Alton, West Plains Bank and Trust, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, and Alton Auto Parts. Now, Willow Spring Bears inbound. That was the 16th foul on the Comet. So Willow Springs will start shooting the 1-1 on the next one. Bears working inbound play. They got it into Dudridge, and it's taken away by DeWolf. DeWolf on the drive will go all the way to bucket, count the basket, and he'll go to the line. Oh, my, what a play by Brandon DeWolf. Only the second basket of the game for Brandon. Brandon's been struggling a little bit tonight with his offensive game, but maybe that'll get him going there. DeWolf will hit the bucket. The foul, by the way, is on number 33, Ryan Kohler. That'll be his second for Willow Springs. Brandon DeWolf, that's the line, shooting a free throw, and he missed it. And a rebound gets on the floor off the straddle, and no call against Willow Springs. Oh, my, the officials just missed that one. Willow Springs Bears have the ball in an 8-point lead, 6:14 to go. They go to Dudridge. Dudridge dumps it down inside, back outside to McGinnis. McGinnis to bring it out top. Bears don't have to get in any hurry to score here. They go now to the free throw circle to Dudridge. Or excuse me, to Osborne. Osborne outside, got it down the corner to Kohler. Looking at Osborne driving down the lane. Little scoop shot is up and good. How did he get that ball to go in? 14 for Scotty Osborne. And here comes Alton down 10 again. Chandler Sisco, and Sisco is going to get fouled as he holds the ball down to the corner. Kohler just reached in there and smacked it. And Kohler picked up his third foul. Chandler Sisco on the inbound for Alton. Got it into DeWolf. DeWolf steps away from the defense, top of the key, gives off to Ryland Steele. Steele going all the way down to the baseline. Gives it out to Jacob Smith. Smith now to DeWolf. DeWolf lings it down the right corner to Sisco. Step back, jumper from three-point land, no good. Rebound, DeWolf. He's going hard to the bucket. Everything scores. And then DeWolf hit 2 in a row. That one, nice playoff and offensive rebound. And the Comets back to within 8 at 50-42. Willow Springs with the ball, got it across the timeline. There's a travel on Dudridge, yep. Owen Dudridge caught it at midcourt and traveled. And the Alton Comets are going to get the ball back here with 5:14 to go. In the game, down by 8. Well, they need a bucket. They need one badly on this trip. 5:11 to go. Off in the hands of Brandon DeWolf, out top of the key. Brandon looking left. Now going to fire the three, and it's up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Jacob Smith. Oh, and Brandon DeWolf, they're going to call a simultaneous possession. The official called a simultaneous possession and a travel. Wow. Simultaneous possession, and Willow will get it on the turnover. Bam. 5:02 to play in the game, Alton. Down eight. Willow Springs Bears with basketball. They feed it down to Coleman on the left wing. Out to Dudridge. Dudridge working away for defense. Now going to get fouled. That'll be on Brandon DeWolf. Will be number two on Brandon. And 17th foul on the Alton Comet. And Willow Springs will be shooting the 1-1 from here on out. 4:55 to play in the game. At the free throw line, Owen Dudridge. First free throw is no good. Misses front end 1-1. Alton got the rebound. Here we go. Count of team to bucket to get back to within six. Got it to DeWolf on the right side. Takes it out to the top of the key on the dribble. Feeds over to Chandler Sisko. Sisko. No look pass inside. Oh, too wide. And DeWolf couldn't hang on. It goes to the hands of the Little Spring Bears. And a foul on Brandon DeWolf coming the other way. Well, frustration foul there for Brandon. That'll be his third of the game. He got open in the lane, and Sisko tried to hit him with a pass, but it was behind him. He couldn't bring it in. And picked up by Dudridge. And he fouled him on the other way, going down the floor. Dudridge front end 1-1. No good. And a rebound control by Alton. Here come the Comets. Still, after all this, they're only down by 8 with 4:28 to go in the game. Ball goes right side to DeWolf. DeWolf takes it out to the top of the key. Looking in down low. Nobody open. Got it out to Ryland Steele. Steele has got 5, 6, 7 points in the game tonight. Hit a three early. Not even looking to score here. Gave the ball up. Got it back over to Brandon DeWolf. Down to the baseline. Kicks it out front for Sisko. Squares up for a three. That one's no good. We got a whistle. And we're going to get a timeout call before the shot by the Alton Comet. 4:06 to play in the game. Alton down 8 at Willow Springs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing by one, get one 50% off on Under Armour, Columbia, Hook, Nomad, Life is Good, and more. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
And we're back and ready to go. Alton Comets called that timeout. 4:06 to play in the ballgame. Alton down by 8. Here's the DeWolf going to the bucket. Going hard on a jump ball is called on a block shot. DeWolf went up for the shot, and they called it a held ball. Possession will belong to the Alton Comets. 50-42, still our score. Alton down by 8 with 4 minutes to go. It'll be Alton Comet ball on the alternating possession rule. Jacob Smith will trigger it in. And down the line, and does lob it out front to Chandler Sisko. Sisko gives up the rival to Steele. Comet's got to get a little sense of urgency here. They're down by 8 with under 4 minutes to go. Ball goes back to Brandon DeWolf. He'll give it out to Chandler Sisko. Sisko swings it over to Jacob Smith. Smith holds it out top. Now to Ryland Steele. Comet's just doing a little replacement here, replacement there, replace the ball. Pass and move, and then replace. Here's Brandon DeWolf down on the right side wing. Got it to Chandler Sisko, wide open in the corner, three-pointer. Good! Sisko with 22. And the Alton Comets back within 5 with 3:26 to go in the game. Little Spring Bears having a little bit of trouble with the press here, but they get it up across the timeline. Got the ball up to a Scooter Osborne in the corner. Back out to McKinnis. Now back over to Dudridge. Dudridge holds it top of the key. He'll kick it to Colvin. Colvin, just outside the free throw lane, will give it to Scotty Osborne. He'll go back outside to McGinnis. McGinnis out between the circle. Brandon DeWolf jumps out on him. Now they'll go to Colvin. Colvin driving in the lane. Gets the score. Gabe Colvin, 6 points in the game. And we're going to get a whistle, and we've got an Alton Thomas injured on the play. Christian Orr is down under the bucket. He's going to get up, and he's walking off. But looks like Alton is going to make a substitution here. Number 30, Corey Miller. Corey Miller is going to check into the ball game. And Christian Orr will go out. Looks like an injured his ankle a little bit. He'll get up walking off. He's going to be all right. And Alton Comets down by 7, 52-45. Going to have the ball back after a nice move by Gabe Colvin to get to the bucket. And here comes Comets. Down by 7 with the basketball. Needing a big one here. Chandler Sisco's got it out top of the key. Pulls up the three-point line. Passes off inside to Jacob Smith. Back to Ryland Steele. Going all the way to bucket. He's going to get fouled on the drive. And he'll go wide and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 43, Gabe Colvin. And that is number 5. Gabe Colvin has just fouled out of the game for the Willow Springs Bears. Number 11, Taylor Rautamich, will go in his place. Ryland Steele going to the free throw line. Corey Miller checks out. Christian Orr back in for the Alton Comets. Ryland Steele is fine. He'll shoot the 1-1, or actually shooting two. And first one is up and no good. Rolled around the rim and popped out. Ryland with 7 points in the game tonight. Another free throw all the way for the Comets junior, and it's good. So Ryland Steele hits the free throw. Alton now pressure in the full court. With 2:37 to play in the game, down by 6. And Willow Springs got the ball down to Osborne. His shot from just inside the free throw line was no good. Alton with the ball back, down by 6. Sisco out top to Steele. Steele to DeWolf, flashing in the lane. Kicked it back down inside. Now outside to Chandler Sisco. 17-footer wooden drop. And Willow Springs down the rebound. We're going to get a travel in the backcourt on the Willow Springs Bears. Bears travel with the basketball, turn it back over to the Alton Comets. Now Rautamich will check out of the game as Kohler checks in. And we're going to get a timeout. 2:13 to play in the game. Alton down by 6, 52-46. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back to Mumford Gym in Willow Springs after the timeout. 52-46. Alton Comets are down by 6 with the basketball here. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Alton still with all 5 starters in the game. Willow Springs have lost one of their starters. Colvin has fouled out. Oh, Alton Comets looking inbounded here. They got it into Christian Orr. Christian backing down the defender. Shoots no good. Gets his own rebound. Couldn't follow. Steele had the rebound. It's poked away and controlled by Willow Springs. Alton with 2 opportunities point blank and didn't get the ball to drop. And now here comes Willow Springs. They break the full court press. 6 points lead for the Bears and the basketball. Scooter McGinnis. And we got a whistle and a foul's going to be called. Scooter Osborne driving down the baseline. Got fouled on the play. That'll be on Jacob Smith. Foul on Jacob will be his first of the game. And the front end, the 1-1 is no good. Rebound off. Here come the Comets. Chance to get back to within 4 with a bucket. Got it to DeWolf. DeWolf back to Sisco. Sisco working up out of the right corner, swings it around the horn, down the left corner for Jacob Smith. He holds it high. Now to Sisco. He'll let one fly way downtown. It rattles in and out, no good. Rebound on the floor. Matt scrambles for the ball. We get a held ball call. And the possession will belong to the Alton. It will belong to Alton. It will belong to Willow Springs. It'll belong to Willow Springs, it looks like. on the alternating possession, Willow Springs to get the ball. San Francisco had a wide open look at it, couldn't get it to drop. And Alton's still down 6, 52-46, with a minute 33 to go. And they're trying to get some perspiration up off the floor down there. Get this time to say thanks to some of your Alton Comet supporters, including Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, the Fuel Express and the Alton Quick Connection, the Alton Bank, Paintmaster's Collision Repair, and Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton. And thanks to your boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, Mammoth Spring and Thayer, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. Now substitution for Willow Springs, Taylor Rothermitz will check into the game. Kohler will check out. And it'll be Willow Springs bare ball. Alton's going to turn up the pressure defensively here. Willow trying to get it in. They do to Dudridge. Dudridge on the dribble drive up the floor. Landon DeWolf has it in. And now Dudridge right across the timeline, almost lost it, but does get it across. And now gets it down to Scooter Osborne. His pass is going to be intercepted and then a foul on Willow Springs. Ryland Steele got there, had the steal, and then got fouled by number 5. That is McGinnis. McGinnis called for the foul, will be his second. And he'll send Ryland Steele to the free throw line. Alton down by 6 here. Trying to make it a 4-point game. Ryland Steele front end 1-1 is no good. They missed another free throw. Comets have not shot the ball well tonight at the free throw line when they've had opportunity. Now they're going to get a whistle of a foul in the backcourt. Comets looking for the steal. The foul will be on number 35, Ryland Steele. That'll be number 4 on Ryland. And down on the other end, number 3, Owen Dudridge will shoot the 1-1. Shooting the 1-1, they say that is team foul number 10. So Dudridge will shoot 2. Neither team has shot the ball well, very well tonight here from the free throw line. First one here by Dudridge is up and no good. A minute 13 to play in the game. Now Scooter Osborne out of the game as Ryan Kohler checks back in for Willow Springs. Second free throw for Dudridge is all the way. That one is in and out, no good. But the rebound volleyed up and around. We get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Comets, down by 6. Well, this is still a... And we're going to get a timeout. I apologize for that. Willow Springs Bears won a timeout. Alton down by 6 with a minute 10 to play. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paintmasters do the mending. Paintmasters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paintmasters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmasters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, been a good ball game here this evening. The Alton Comets and the Willow Springs Bears have hooked up in a dandy 52-46, our score, with a minute 10 to play. But the Alton Comets are trailing the Willow Springs Bears. It'll be a Comet basketball here. Got to go the length of the floor. And again, we're down to a minute 10 to play. Alton needs the bucket. They've had the basketball now, I think, 3 straight trips. Down by just 6 with an opportunity to cut into the lead and didn't score. And now somebody's going to have to go down and help the Comets inbound the basketball. A minute 10 to play. And it'll be Alton Comet ball. Jacob Smith to trigger it in to Ryland Steele. We've got to get a little bit of a hurry here. Coach Kelly says, let's pick it up. Can't walk it up. Down by 6. We need buckets. Need a couple of them. Alton with it. Brandon DeWolf off the pass is on the right wing. And we get a timeout call by the Alton Comets. Timeout on the floor. 58 seconds to go. Alton down by 6 with the ball. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, President and Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And we're back after the timeout. Alton Comets against the ball there. And set something up, and Coach Kelly wasn't happy with the way the Comets were looking as they were getting ready to execute. Called the timeout and changed it up just a little bit. Alton down six. They inbound it in the backcourt for Ryland Steele. Ryland steps it across the timeline. Trying to get his team into the offense. Got a little clear out on the right side. Feeds it over now to Jacob Smith. Smith trying to get it down low to Orr. Kent gives it outside to Sisko. Sisko, a little jumper from in the lane. Up is no good. And a rebound taken by Willow Springs. Bears have got it in the backcourt. McGinnis to Dudridge. Dudridge is loses it. And we got a held ball. What are we going to get here? We got a held ball. Both coaches were yelling timeout. I don't think they're giving timeout to either one of them. Officials are going to call it a held ball. And it'll belong to the Willow Springs Bears. And the Willow Springs Bears are going to call a timeout. 34 seconds to play. And now we're going to get a timeout or not. Now Willow looking to make a substitution here. Scooter Osborne back in the game. We're down to 34 seconds. Alton down by six. They need the ball back. Willow Springs will inbound it here with Gannon McGinnis. Brandon Wolf to defend. McGinnis to trigger it in. 34 seconds to go. Looking for the open man. Got it in to Scotty Osborne on the right side down to Rossermich. Rossermich with it outside. Gives it back to Dudridge. Dudridge is going to get fouled when he makes the catch. That'll be on number two, Brandon DeWolf, and that'll be foul number four on Brandon. DeWolf's got four. Orr's got four. Steele with four. And with 26 seconds to go, Owen Dudridge back to the free throw line. He leads Willow Springs with 18 points in the ballgame, and he misses another free throw. He has not made a free throw tonight, and he's shot two or three here down the stretch. Ryan Kohler checks back into the ballgame. Scooter Osborne is out. Second free throw is up and no good, but Kohler gets the rebound for Willow Springs. 23 seconds to play. Willow Springs got the offensive rebound off a missed free throw. Boy, that is tough. That's the thing that gets coaches gray hair. And we're going to get a foul. Brandon DeWolf will be called for the foul for Brandon. He fouls out with only 6 points in the ballgame tonight. Coach Mike Wilson and his Bears coaching staff did a nice job of keeping him out of the paint, not letting him get hot tonight. And finally, Dudridge hits the free throw for Willow Springs. He's got 19. He's going to make it a 7-point lead for the Bears. And 8, and Dudridge hits them both here. Alton on the inbound. Got to hurry. 19 seconds to play. By the way, Cockrum checked in the ballgame for Alton. Here's Sisko. Got it down the corner. Cockrum with a three. That one's no good. Rebound Willow Springs with 8 seconds to play. Ryland Steele is going to foul Owen Dudridge. That'll be foul number 5 on Ryland. He will leave the ballgame. And going down the other end, Owen Dudridge will shoot free throws. Substitution for Willow Springs, number 23. Ryan Friga checks into the game. Zero checks in. Jace Rogers. And number 15, Garrett Spence checks into the ballgame. And Dudridge and the Willow Springs Bears are going to get a victory tonight here over the Alton Comets. Free throw is up and it's good. Dudridge with 21. Chandler Sisko leads all scorers tonight with 22. And there's a missed free throw. Sisko will rebound it. Bring it up the floor with 4 seconds. Shoots a three. That one's no good. Rebound Willow Springs. And there's the buzzer to end the ball game. 55-46. The Alton Comets go down tonight at the hands of the Willow Springs Bears here at Mumford Gym. We're going to take time out. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges, your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And we're back after the ball game again. Your final score tonight, 55-46. The Willow Spring Bears with a win over the number three ranked Alton Comets. So Comets' record will now fall to 7-2 on the year. And Comets will take a little break now before they get back into action in the Kabul Holiday Tournament on Monday. And rebounding, the big deal tonight. I think if you talk to the coaches, say, you know, we just got out rebounded. Willow really hit the offensive boards hard, especially early in the game, and just dominated on the boards. And I think that really was the difference in the basketball game. Also, the Alton Comets never could really get the offense. It didn't seem like into any rhythm, couldn't get in sync. Brandon Wolf, you know, only scored 6 points tonight. Chandler Sisko had a nice night with 22, but they just, and credit the Willow Springs Bears defense. I mean, they played a tough zone, and they're big, bulky kind of basketball team. They're a very strong basketball team, and that's how they were able to get to the rack and rebound the basketball. I mean, they got footballers out there playing basketball and doing a great job. So, I really thought tonight, just from my vantage point, offensive rebounding, especially early in the game, took its toll on the Alton Comets.